beginning of this period, we've been through an unprecedented period in human history because of a... There's certain words I don't want to use, so I hope the smart amongst you understand. In recent times, about the last year and a half, there has been discussions of a fruit, say it's a banana. And the banana came from China. It was in the air. You breathe in the banana, you got, don't use that word because they might, the algorithm might pick it up. If you breathe in the banana from China, it was tasty. You get wrong. Anyway, since all that crap, since that kicked off, there has been a clear division. Now, the division has always existed, but to most average people inside the Matrix, it's not been clear. But now, if you have any remnants of a brain, the division should be crystal clear to you. And the division is between slaves and the oppressors. There are slaves, there are peons, there are peasants, people inside of the Matrix, people who do not really understand how the financial system works, who thinks you need to work hard to make money, go to a job, who put the mask on because they were told to, who obey the curfews, who pay their taxes, peasants. And there's the elite, people like me, people who do whatever they want. And the elite have been caught many times in America, telling everyone to wear a mask and not wearing the mask themselves, closing everyone's businesses and then opening up a hair salon for themselves. Like they've been openly doing whatever they want in the face of the peasants. And the peasants still sit there and just inform myself. This crap, the fruit, has just begun. Because I've heard there's a new strain of banana called a pear. And then there's going to be an apple. There's going to be a pineapple. Anal pineapple. That's coming. And they're going to get screwed left, right, and center. Probably for this entire generation. Until people really kick off. What's actually scary about all of this is the limit to oppression in the modern world is what the law enforcement agencies are stupid enough to enforce on their fellow man. So if you're in charge of the world right now, you have to tell the police to lock everyone in their houses. And the police, who are part of the system, because police officers are clearly stupid, will go and lock everyone in their houses and pretend they're doing the right thing. I thought you were supposed to protect citizens. All you're doing is enforcing the will of a government on a citizen. You have more in common with that citizen than you do the person who gave you the order way up here. You and him are on the same pay grade, bro. But the police are stupid, right? But if the people in charge make the rules too tough, then the police will get lenient and they'll be like, okay, I was told to shoot everyone on site. That's too far. I'm not going to do that. The dystopian future of the world is when law enforcement becomes AI, automated robots. No COVID mask. That's what's coming. So that's not my generation, but the future generations. When law enforcement is AI, when there's no human element, then there's no limit on the oppression. Do you understand? Anyway, there's a clear divide, right? There's slaves and elites. And when I say this, I'll give you a very clear example. I, since the beginning of the banana situation, have been doing whatever I wanted. Anyone who's followed me has seen since the very, very start, we sat back on the first day Europe discussed restrictions. My brother and I went to the only country in the world, and the only country in Europe that was wide open with no restrictions. And we went there and lived a life of freedom for months because we resist. That's what we do. It's the masculine essence to resist. We show we cannot be oppressed. You losers obey. Tapes do not obey. This is why we are superior men to you. Now, I could do that because I have huge sums of money. Please understand, I know you cannot do what I did. Because you work in Starbucks, and you have a schedule, and you have rent to pay. I'm extremely rich. And the point is this. The divide, the separating line between the people who are enslaved and the people who can just get on a private jet and go to that country anyway, despite a travel ban, is money. Money is the divider. Money is the separating force. Rich people will never be constrained. Poor people will always be constrained. If the banana situation has not worried you, if you do not feel an itch in your brain, if you are not deeply concerned and anxious and desperate to get rich, you are a fool. Because slavery is certain and it's going to come to the masses. And the reason I will not be a slave when all of you are is because I am rich enough to pay what it takes to never have to be a slave. If I need to get a 15th, I know a guy who can give me a piece of paper. Do you understand what I'm saying? I have financial resource. If you are not motivated to get very, very rich, very, very quickly, in light of the year and a half you've just lived through, then you are literally a moron. Because slavery is coming, you know it's coming, and you're so lazy and so stupid, you think, well, I don't want to work hard to get rich. I guess I'll just be a slave. Put on my mask. Doo-ba-doo. So if you're a total dumbass, then fine. You should not feel panic. But if you have a brain and you're not rich, you should be sitting barely able to sleep at night. You should be lying awake in bed thinking, this is not going away. This is going to get worse. They're going to keep making new rules, new forces. Do this, do this. I don't have any money. I can't even go. Maybe there's a country. Maybe there's one country in the world, a utopia, where there's no rules and I can go and be free. I can't even afford to go there. I can't even afford rent. I'm stuck. I'm broke. You should be panicking. A lot of you guys have been emailing me. The smart ones who watch Tate Speech have been emailing me in a panic. I know I need to get rich fast. I know I need to get rich fast. I know time's running out. Those are the guys with a brain. If you're sitting there and you think, oh, I've got time. Oh, I'll just save up and get a mortgage. In 22 years, I'll pay off my house. You are an idiot. You are an idiot. This leads into Hustlers University 2.0. Hustlers University 2.0 is an online resource I have built out of spite to resist the oppressive forces. Just like Morpheus does his best to try and awaken people inside the Matrix via Neo. That's what I'm doing. I show people how to make money with one of 21 modern wealth creation methods. I'm not talking about the old school crap you've heard of. Save up, buy a house, rent the house. Duh, duh. That takes forever. It takes a lifetime. I'm talking about making money now, fast. Turning your money into more money or making money from zero. That's what I'm teaching with 21 different wealth creation methods, 21 different professors, daily lessons, and daily work plans. This is not a video that you're going to just watch once. This is a school you join. And every single night before you go to sleep, you can take 15 or 20 minutes and you can read. And you can read and understand more and more about how to make money. And you can make money near instantly. That's what Hustlers University is. This will allow the smartest amongst you to escape the certain slavery which is coming for you. Now, I put together an entire presentation on Hustlers University explaining exactly what it is and how it works. And it's free to watch. The link is in the description. I want you to take an hour of your life, because you've wasted enough time in your life. Take an hour of your life and watch this completely free presentation and understand the potential which exists for the motivated amongst you. Because if you do not take this chance now for freedom, by the time you wish you did, it's going to be too late.